Welcome words. Welcome. You are at the National Congress Palace, the seat of the legislative power of Brazil. Here, deputies and senators, respectively representing the people and the units of the federation, exercise their mandates, carrying out the functions of representing their constituents, overseeing the use of the government budget, and introducing and voting bills of law, among others. Before we begin our tour of the National Congress premises, let's watch a video telling a little bit of the history of the parliament and offering some basic information on the composition and operation of the Chamber of Deputies and of the Federal Senate. The complete tour will take about 50 to 60 minutes, but before we start, please pay attention to some key information. You may photograph or film during the tour, except in the plenary halls when in session. Keep close to your tour guide at all times. This will prevent you from getting lost. Help preserve the public property. Do not touch works of art and turn off your flash when you photograph paintings. Feel free to ask questions. Our tour is starting now. Are you ready? Noble Hall of the Chamber of Deputies. This area is reserved for the Speaker of the Chamber of Deputies to receive heads of state and of government in official or courtesy visits. In the center, you can see a panel entitled Pacife, the Minotaur's Mother, in handcraft glass, made in 1977. It is a work by Marianne Perretti, a French-Brazilian visual artist. The panel in dark blue wood, also made in 1977, is a work by Brazilian visual artist Atos Bulcão. Black Hall. A common area for both legislative houses, the Black Hall is the state entrance to the palace. It is used for the reception of visitors, ceremonies, and exhibitions. The name Black Hall derives from the color of the floor, which is made of a black stone similar to granite. On the back wall, you can see a panel by visual artist Atos Bulcão, made of black and white stones. The two noble halls located to the sides are reserved for receiving official guests of respective legislative houses. The Senate Noble Hall also houses the Senator Itamar Franco Historical Museum, which can be visited after this tour. On the white marble wall of the Chamber of Deputies, you can see an excerpt of former President Juscelino Kubitschek's speech delivered on the date he signed the law setting the date for the moving of the capital from Rio de Janeiro to Brasilia. On the wall of the Senate side, there's a tapestry by Brazilian landscape architect and visual artist Burle Marx. Green Hall Scale Models. The tactile scale model has been created specially for visually impaired persons. The various textures represent grass-covered areas, paved areas, and reflecting pools. The architectural ensemble of the palace is composed of two towers and two domes resting upon a main building. The domes house the plenary halls of both legislative houses. The left tower and the dome in the normal position belong to the Senate. The right tower and the dome turned upwards belong to the Chamber of Deputies. Each tower is named Annex 1 of the house to which it belongs. Both towers have 28 stories and are 100 meters high. They are the highest buildings in the pilot plan of the Brazilian capital. The plenary hall domes were an aesthetic option used by the architect to make these important areas stand out. The biggest scale model shows, in addition to the main building and the two towers, the annexes of the Chamber of Deputies and of the Senate, where the senators and deputies' offices, the committee rooms, the administrative offices, and the support services are located. The so-called Annex 1 of each legislative body houses several administrative departments and, in the case of the Senate, some senators' offices. Annex 2A of the Senate houses the committee wing, most of the senators' offices, and the Luiz Viana Filho Library. In addition to an auditorium, Annex B of the Senate houses some senators' offices, the Legislative Consultancy Office, and the facilities of the Senate TV, Senate Radio, and Public Relations Department. Annex 2 of the Chamber of Deputies houses the Standing and Temporary Committees, some deputies' offices, and the Pedro Aleixo Library. The Legislative Consultancy Office and about 80 deputies' offices are located in Annex 3. Annex 4 houses most of the deputies' offices. In the area close to the scale models, the walls display a portrait gallery of all speakers of the Chamber of Deputies comprising both the Empire and the Republic periods. Green Hall by the side of the Angel. The Green Hall gives access to the plenary hall of the Chamber of Deputies. It is here that cameramen, photographers, and journalists generally interview federal deputies who enter or leave the plenary hall. In the original project, the hall had a view to the Three Power Square and the palaces of Planalto and of the Federal Supreme Court. Because of the need for more offices to install party leaderships, the building was extended in accordance with a design by Oscar Niemeyer. The Green Hall presents waiting areas featuring benches and easy chairs by great architects like Oscar Niemeyer, Mies van der Rohe, and Le Corbusier. Some important art pieces decorate the Green Hall. Blue and white tile mural, created by Atos Bucão in 1971, the mural, named Windstorm, covers the outer wall of the corridor where the offices of the Chamber Speaker and of the party leaders are located. White sculpture named The Bird by Marianne Perretie. Sculpture wall, produced by Atos Bucão in wood covered with a resin coated with dark green varnish. Golden bronze sculpture by Alfredo Cesciati, Italian-Brazilian visual artist. The piece is one of the artist's studies to make the angels of the Metropolitan Cathedral of Brasilia. Panel by Di Cavalcanti. Oil on canvas, untitled, undated. It seems the piece was commissioned by former President Juscelino Kubitschek as a tribute to the workers of several regions of the country who came to help build the new capital and were known as candangos. Apparently, this work has been here in the palace since the inauguration of Brasilia. The glass panel Araguaia, created by Marianne Perretie, is made of bronze-colored tempered glass, and its lines were designed by sandblasting. The technique used seems to impart movement to the geometric figures placed upon the glass, reminding us of the course of a river. The Araguaia is one of the biggest Brazilian rivers, bordering the states of Goiás, Mato Grosso, and Tocantins. Meeting room of the Chamber Speaker's Office. This room is used by the Speaker of the Chamber of Deputies for meetings with the other members of the board, as well as with party leaders. On weekends, the office becomes an art gallery, displaying works of renowned visual artists. One of the highlights of this room is the view towards the Three Power Square. Protocol gifts. These are gifts offered to the Chamber of Deputies by heads of state and diplomatic representatives. Among the objects, there are works of art, decorations, coins, and plaques. Blue Hall, Federal Senate. The Blue Hall derives its name from the color of the carpet. It is here that we find the main entrance to the plenary hall. It is also in the Blue Hall that we find the office of the President of the Senate and of the first and second vice presidents, as well as the entrance to the offices of the Secretariat General of the Board. The reception room of the presidency is where the meetings of the members of the Senate Steering Committee or Directing Board are held. It is one of the places where the President of the Senate receives authorities, as well as national and international guests. Occasionally, events are hosted here. On one of the walls, there are two paintings by the Brazilian economist, politician, professor, and artist Guido Mondin. A senator from the 1950s to the 1970s, Mondin produced several paintings that are now part of the Senate collection. The works of Mondin are oil on canvas and depict scenes of Brazilian everyday life, of the Gaucho people, of battles fought and their heroes. The piece of the wall of the corridor leading to the reception room is also Mondin's work.
On the wall next to the conference table, there's the oil on canvas called Triptico by Burle Marx from 1972. Besides being an architect and landscape designer of international renown, Burle Marx, born in the city of São Paulo, was also a painter, sculptor, and weaver. At the far end, one can see the continuation of the blue and white tile wall by Atos Vulcão, known as Ventania, Gale. The hardwood furniture was brought from the former seats of the Federal Senate in Rio de Janeiro. In the access corridor, there's a chandelier on a side table brought from the Monroe Palace, the Senate's second seat. Flags, Federal Senate. The flag square is the area in the Blue Hall where the Brazilian flag and the flags of the 27 units of the Federation are on permanent display. The flags are displayed alternately from the Brazilian flag, which is at the center, according to the creation date of each state. Time Tunnel Exhibition. The tunnel that connects the main building to Annex 2 of the Senate is known as the Time Tunnel. On its walls, there's a permanent exhibition entitled The Brazilian Senate, From the Empire to the Republic. This exhibition portrays elements of the social, political, and historical path of the Senate since its creation by the Constitution granted by Dom Pedro I in 1824 until the present legislative term. The panels are displayed in chronological order. On the left-hand wall, you can find information on the imperial period and on the First Republic. On the right-hand wall, information from the period called Estado Novo up to the present. The Time Tunnel panels can be found on the Internet on the website of the Visit the Congress program. Panel 3, on the left-hand side, portrays a plenary session at Conde dos Arcos Palace. Please note that Princess Isabel is on her knees to pledge allegiance to the Constitution, a gesture that would enable her at any time to take the place of the regent, her father, Emperor Dom Pedro II, in the event of his absence or impediment. At that time, senators' mandates were for life, and it was incumbent upon the emperor to choose a new representative from triple lists furnished by the provinces of the country. The right to vote was directly related to voters' income. Committee Wing. The tunnel gives access to wings that house the plenary rooms when the meetings of standing and temporary committees take place. Annex 2, Office Wing. The tunnel gives access to Annex 2 of the Senate. To the left is the Citizen Information Service, which is open from Monday to Friday during business hours. On your right is the kiosk of the Senate Bookstore, which sells publications printed by the Senate Printing Shop. You can also buy such books through the Senate homepage on the Internet. The free area ahead gives access to the wings where most senators' offices are located. On the lower floor, you will find the Senate Library, open to the public from Monday to Friday, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Continuing the Time Tunnel Exhibition. The first panel on the left shows the facade of the palaces occupied by the Federal Senate when located in Rio de Janeiro, the Conde dos Arcos Palace and the Monroe Palace. The second panel recalls the process of the moving of the federal capital to Brasilia and the inauguration of the present seat of the Senate and of the Chamber of Deputies. On the opposite side, there are two other panels. One of them shows a layout of the lawmaking process in the Senate. The other one shows the social communication initiatives in the Federal Senate. Plenarinho, Antique Plenary Furniture. The antique furniture of the Senate Plenary Hall was manufactured in hardwood by the inmates of the Ilha Grande Penitentiary in Rio de Janeiro in 1867. This furniture was used in the Senate Plenary Hall of the Conde dos Arcos Palace and later in the Senate Plenary Hall of the Monroe Palace. The red buttons on the senators' desks indicate the presence of an electric system for voting. Like the microphones, the buttons were introduced to the installation of the electric energy distribution grid in Rio, then the federal district, in the beginning of the 20th century. on the way back, panel with senators' portraits. The last panel of the exhibition displays the present composition of the Senate. The 81 senators are identified according to their respective states and parties. The Senate board, composed of 7 senators whose photos are also on the panel, conduct the Senate business for the period of 2 years. Plenary Hall. When the houses are in session, visitors must remain seated and keep silent while inside the plenary halls so as not to disturb the progress of the session. To have access to the galleries, visitors must leave handbags, hats, caps, briefcases, cameras, cell phones, and other personal belongings in the storage area designated by the legislative police of both houses at the entrance of the galleries of the plenary halls. It is forbidden to lean over the gallery protective railing. Every 2 years, in both legislative houses, parliamentarians elect some of their colleagues to occupy the posts in the boards, which are the bodies in charge of conducting the legislative activities. Both the Senate Board and the Board of the Chamber of Deputies are composed of a President, a First Vice President, a Second Vice President, a First, a Second, a Third, and a Fourth Secretaries, in addition to 4 substitutes or alternates. The members of the boards also make up the steering committee of each house, which are in charge of administrative decisions of the respective institution during that biennium. Both in the Chamber of Deputies and in the Senate, the higher chairs of the respective board day's table are occupied by the parliamentarians who are presiding over the session, while the parliamentarians who occupy the post of vice presidents and secretaries sit to the right and to the left. Behind the board day's table, there are desks occupied by officials of the respective Secretariat General of the Board. These officials are responsible for the management of legislative procedures, watching and aiding parliamentarians not only in the activities carried out in the plenary hall and in the committees, but also in the transaction of all legislative matters. Senate Plenary Hall. There are 100 seats in the gallery of the Federal Senate Plenary Hall. The gallery is open for tours and for citizens interested in watching public sessions. The ceiling of the Senate Dome, which is turned downwards, is covered with a work by Atos Bucão, which consists of 135,000 aluminum platelets. The platelets have 3 functions. They improve acoustics, they improve lighting, and they decorate the ceiling. Below the gallery, we can see the senators' seats, which are marked and distributed according to the alphabetic order of the units of the Federation. Each senator uses the triangular prism on the desk in front to register the presence electronically. There are also a laptop, notebook, and a microphone for each senator. The fingerprint scanner and the electronic voting buttons are located in boxes under each senator's desk. On one side of the senator's desks, there is a press gallery with 24 seats reserved for journalists of the Brazilian and foreign media. On the other side, there is the so-called Honors Gallery with 48 seats. It's an area reserved for authorities and senators' guests, as well as for citizens with disabilities. The speaker stands on each side of the board day's table are reserved for parliamentarians to deliver speeches. Senators also have the option to use the microphones on their own desks when they request to interrupt a speaker to make a remark. These remarks are brief comments while a colleague is delivering a speech from the speaker's stand. Between the board day's table and the senator's desks, you can see 2 other small desks. They are used by the shorthand team, who are responsible for recording the comments of each session. Behind the board day's table, as well as behind the speaker's stands, you can see the national flag of Brazil. The wall in the background is covered with a metal panel by visual artist Atos Bucão. Rui Barbosa's bust has been in the plenary hall since the 1940s as a tribute to this important figure who was a senator for 32 years, from 1890 to 1922. Rui Barbosa was a lawyer, legal scholar, a diplomat, a writer, and a journalist. He was a provincial deputy during the Empire and one of the main writers of the text of the first Republican Constitution of Brazil. It is mandatory for the Senate TV and Senate Radio to broadcast the plenary sessions live. You may also watch them on the Internet on the Senate TV webpage. The drawing of the Brazilian flag and of images of Brasilia on the carpeted incline next to the dais are made every 2 weeks by a cleaning crew worker named Clodoaldo Silva, using the vacuum cleaner brush. He made the first drawing in 1998 as a way to celebrate the birth of his son. The electronic panels located on the sides display the date, the type of session, and the names of the senators present, as well as the result of the votings made electronically. Ulysses Guimarães Plenary Hall, Chamber of Deputies. The Ulysses Guimarães Plenary Hall is the place where the sessions of the Chamber of Deputies and most of the sessions of the National Congress are carried out. In a session of the National Congress, a certain proposed legislation is considered by deputies and senators together. The Chamber Plenary Hall has 396 seats, plus 3 places for wheelchairs, adding up to 399 seats, with 398 voting stations and 51 seats on the sides, 25 on the right-hand side and 26 on the left-hand side, reserved for the House officials and the parliamentary assistants. Only the party leaders have seats reserved for them. Their desks are marked with nameplates. Parliamentarians vote by having their fingerprints scanned and then typing a password, which makes a parliamentarian's vote personal and non-transferable. The electronic voting system also includes the two panels on each side of the board table, displaying the federal deputies' names grouped according to their states. The panels show how many deputies are present in the House as well as voting results. Behind the board table, there's a metal panel by visual artist Atos Bucão with green and yellow plaques, in addition to Brazilian flags and the desks used by officials of the Secretariat General of the Chamber Board. The side speaker stands or pulpits are used by parliamentarians to deliver speeches. The microphones in the center are used by federal deputies when they wish to interrupt a speaker to make a remark in cases provided for by the House standing rules. The two desks between the deputies' desks and the board table are occupied by shorthand reporters who record the spoken words of the parliamentarians. These shorthand records will yield the minutes and the Chamber of Deputies' record. The gallery is the area reserved for members of the public to watch sessions and features 400 seats. Between the gallery and the plenary hall, there's a mezzanine reserved for the press and invited authorities. Members of all Brazilian and foreign press may obtain passes to cover chamber business. A session may be followed by citizens at home or anywhere else, on the chamber TV, the chamber radio, or on the Internet. Occasionally, like, for example, during parliamentary recess, the Chamber TV broadcasts some taped plenary sessions or committee meetings. Also, through the web camera, you can watch on the Internet the activities of more than one committee at the same time. About the composition of National Congress. According to Article 44 of the 1998 Brazilian Federal Constitution, the legislative power is exercised by the National Congress, which is composed of the Chamber of Deputies and the Federal Senate. The Chamber of Deputies is composed of representatives of the people, elected by proportional representation in each state, in each territory, and in the federal district. There are 513 federal deputies elected for a term of 4 years. The number of deputies is proportional to the population of the state or federal district, with a minimum of 8 and a maximum of 70 deputies for each. For the federal Senate, each state and the federal district elect 3 senators for a term of 8 years. Renewed every 4 years, alternately by 1/3 and 2/3, the federal Senate is composed of 81 senators. The main duties of parliamentarians are to represent their constituents, oversee the use of funds of the federal government, as well as proposing and voting on bills of law. the lawmaking process. To become a law, an idea must be put into writing as a bill of law, which must be passed by both legislative houses, the Federal Senate and the Chamber of Deputies. Deputies and senators are chosen by voters to legislate on behalf of the nation. However, the initiative of laws is not an exclusive prerogative of parliamentarians. The President of the Republic, the higher courts, the federal public prosecution, and the citizens in general may propose new bills of law. Bills of law originating in the Chamber of Deputies, if approved in that House, are forwarded to the Senate, which will review them. If they are initiated in the Senate, they are forwarded to the Chamber of Deputies, which then reviews the decisions of the initiating House. We should point out the role of the Senate and the Chamber's standing committees. They are composed of parliamentaries, and they discuss and vote the matters related to the affairs within their jurisdiction, issuing reports which will be used as a basis for voting in the plenary hall. After being passed by the legislative branch, a bill of law is forwarded to the President of the Republic, who may sign it into law or veto it. If a bill of law is vetoed, Congress has the final word. It can uphold the veto or override it definitively. Farewell in the Black Hall or in the Cloakroom. The Cloakroom is one of the regular entrances to the National Congress Palace. Exhibitions and events are sometimes held in the Cloakroom. If you would like to leave a comment, praise, or criticism about the tour, the palace, or the quality of the service rendered during the tour, please use the book Visitor's Words. Near the exit, you will find a souvenir store. Those who wish may also tour the Senate Museum in the Senate Noble Hall. If you have any questions, I will be pleased to answer. The Chamber of Deputies and the Federal Senate thank you for your visit.